This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban is on the brink of total victory in Afghanistan on Sunday, with its fighters ordered to wait on the outskirts of the capital and the government conceding it was preparing for, quote, a transfer of power. The Taliban's militants surrounded Kabul following an astonishing 10-day rout of government forces and warlord militias. The fall of Kabul would see the hardline Islamic group take back power 2 decades after U.S.-led forces toppled it in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. The Afghan government has signaled negotiations are underway to avoid bloodshed in Kabul and to give the Taliban control. The country's interior ministry said in a recorded speech, quote, the Afghan people should not worry. There will be no attack on the city and there will be a peaceful transfer of power to the transitional government. But the Taliban's imminent takeover triggered fear and panic in Kabul among residents fearful of the group's hardline brand of Islam. Rescue workers are scrambling to find survivors after a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti, killing at least 304 and toppling buildings in the disaster-plagued Caribbean nation still recovering from a devastating 2010 quake. The epicenter of the tremor rattled homes and sent terrified locals fleeing for safety Saturday morning, about 100 miles or 160 kilometers by road west of the center of the densely populated capital, Port-au-Prince. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says churches, businesses, schools, and homes crumbled in the quake that trapped hundreds of victims under rubble and left at least 1,800 people injured. The United States and other nations swiftly pledged support, with President Joe Biden approving immediate aid efforts. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities on Sunday imposed a curfew in parts of a central state a day after a suspected Christian militia attacked a convoy of 90 Muslims, killing at least 23. Police claim Saturday's deadly attack also injured nearly 24 people, and 20 suspects have been arrested while 33 victims have been rescued. Northwest and central Nigeria has for years struggled with violence between mainly Muslim nomadic herders and Christian farmers over control of resources, water, and land. Violence in central Nigeria is just one of the challenges facing Africa's most populous country. Security forces are also battling a 12-year jihadist insurgency in the northeast, kidnap gangs in the northwest, and a separatist agitation in the southeast. Thousands of protesters in cars and on bikes massed in Bangkok's central shopping district Sunday, one of several rallies across Thailand demanding the country's prime minister resign over its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The kingdom is grappling with its worst outbreak so far, registering record number of daily infections each week as hospitals struggle to cope. A sluggish vaccine rollout coupled with financial woes from week-long restrictions on businesses has fanned anger at the Thai Premier's administration. Sparked by concerns about public gatherings spreading the viruses, protesters have in recent weeks turned to organizing massive car convoys at major intersections, thus clogging up Bangkok's already traffic-choked streets. Thousands turned up in their cars and motorbikes Sunday in at least three rallies across the Thai capital, with the largest near Bangkok's gleaming shopping malls empty in recent weeks. A Malaysian minister says the country's embattled leader will offer his resignation to the king Monday, potentially ending his 17-month-old government and plunging the country into fresh turmoil. Malaysia's prime minister has faced mounting pressure to step aside after losing his parliamentary majority and over his administration's handling of a worsening coronavirus outbreak. He made a last-ditch attempt to cling to power Friday by urging opposition MPs to support him in exchange for institutional reforms, but his offer was rejected. There's been speculation that should he step down, a new government will be formed without elections due to concerns the polls could worsen the virus outbreak in Malaysia. But with no clear successor or prime minister, there will be likely days of political turmoil ahead as MPs seek to form a workable coalition. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.